Okay, we're holding here in Siman Kuf Chaf Dalid, Din Hanagas Hashatz. So after the Yechidim daven, there's a din of Chazaras Hashatz. The Shlech Tzibur goes over the Shemoneh Atzeret, he davens out loud. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, the Flamin Gimel on Beis, says this was a takana that was instituted to be motzi those who didn't know how to daven. They would be quiet when people daven, and they would be yotzei through the Chazaras Hashatz. And the Gemara explains over there in the next daf that a baki isn't allowed to be yotzei through the Chazaras Hashatz. He has to daven on his own. Additionally, Chazaras Hashatz allows us, even those who davened, to be able to answer to Kedusha, and to Modim, because Kohanim, and the like. Now, if you actually want to be yotzei with the Chazaras Hashatz, so then you have to be mechavin to every single bracha and not be mafzik. And we'll see maybe later today or next time that there's idea of saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, Shem Hashem Ekra V'Godol Elokeinu. If you want to be Yotzi the bracha, we lechatchila don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. If you want to be Yotzi, you have to just say Amen and you have to stand the entire time with your feet together and to bow with the chazan, and you wouldn't answer Modim Drabanan, you would just listen. That would be Shomei HaKohen. For most of us, we daven before, and we don't need to chazan to be yotzei. But that would be halacha if you want to be yotzei through the chazan. There is a machlokas Rishonim, can a yachid be yotzei, not tzibur? Meaning, my friend is davening out loud, and I want to be yotzei with him. Would that be enough? Or is this takana only through tefillah b'tzibur? So machlokas halacha between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama, in Siman Tav Kuf Tzadi Daled. Halacha, we try to be yotzei this way. Again, it's very rare that this happens. Usually you daven on your own, but if you need to be yotzei with somebody else, it's better to do it with tzibur. Because there's a machlokas if you can be yotzei through the yachid. If ain't a bak, you can be yotzei through a yachid. Additionally, the Mishnah Berurah points out that if you want to be yotzei with the chazan, you should understand what he's saying. And this kind of effectively makes this halacha not really relevant, because usually the baki knows how to daven on his own. If he's not a baki, he usually doesn't understand Hebrew. So it's very rare then that you can be yotzei through the chazan. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it says you have to understand what the chazan is saying. Seder. Sometimes you have a situation where a yachid can't daven. He has a problem with his throat, he can't speak. So then he could be yotzei through the chazan and through listening. We're holding here in Siman Kuf Chaf Again, for the Rama, even a yachid could be yotzei through another yachid. You don't even need to see him. So basically, the takana of Chazal Hashatz requires everybody to listen. And it's true that today most of us know, but still, it was the takana of Chazal, and we continue to have a Chazal Hashatz, even though the time of the takana isn't so relevant. Again, it's relevant that we can say Kedusha and Berachas Kohanim, etc. But there's mostly the Rabbim who in and Mevinim, we don't generally have people who don't know how to daven in our shuls. Unfortunately, halavai, there were more people who came to shul. Who didn't daven, but the reality is that people generally who come know how to daven. And if they don't, they usually can daven in English or the like. Now, if a person, let's say, finished his Shmoneh Atzeret in the middle of the Chazaras Hashatz, so he's still shaykh to the takana of Chazaras Hashatz, so he still has to listen and answer Amen. That's takana. We'll discuss later about people like davening and like doing other things, but really you're supposed to listen to the chaz, and that's the appropriate thing to do. Base. Shlech tzibur shenichnas. Okay, I don't think I read aleph inside. So no baki can listen to the chazin and yotzei. It's not close to shiyotzei b'tfila hashatz l'chavin l'chom yashah omer hashatz min rosh hatzof. You know, mafsik ve'inu mitziach, he can't talk. U'posei gimel psios l'achrav k'adam shu yispa l'atzma. Base. Shatz shenichnas l'veis ha'knesas u'matzat tzibur shavitzfalu v'lachash. Shilak tzibur already davened. It's like a yachid shows up, and the tzibur has already davened. Who tzarech la'amor l'fnei ha'teva la'alter. Yorid l'fnei ha'teva mispal b'kol ram l'tzibur v'ein tzarech la'achsu l'ispal v'lachash. So basically, the Chaver says if you show up in Shul and there's no chazan there, you can become a chazan and say Chazar Shas, even though you didn't daven yet. You didn't daven Tfilas Yachid. You can daven Tfilas Chazar Shas and Viyotze the Tfilas Hatsib, and Viyotze your own Tfilas Yachid through that Tfilah. This is relevant, you know, on Yom Narayim, if there's a need for multiple Nyanim, like you had this year because of the corona. So a person who davens can go to a different minyan and do Chazar Shas, even though he's not davening, he already davened. You go to 2-3 minyanim and serve as a chazan. Again, it's not so easy to do that, but that's legitimate. Likewise, some of the chachamim point out that if a person is an avelus and he wants to daven for the amud, so if he shows up to mincha after the tefillas halacha, she can start as the chazan. Again, ideally they should come on time, but person has yard site, person has avelus, whatever, he's able to do that because being a chazan is not connected to tefillas halachash. Ideally, chazal masakin, you should first say tefillas halachash, and that way you should masada the tefillah. The chazan has to daven quietly because then he'll get the tefillas organized in his head. But to be the eved, he can become a chazan even if he didn't say tefillas halachash. Okay. What adds on over here? This is very nogeya. Person is usually more nogeya in the afternoon. It's almost shkia. In Friday afternoon, by the time the minyan gets together, you know, it's 5 minutes to shkia. So what do? So you give a clap, and we do what's known as a hecha kedusha. The chazan starts right away out loud. Again, it could be directly relevant in the morning also. If it's 5 minutes till sofsman tfila, so the chazan won't daven and then do a chazar sashas, it'll be too late. After a sasson tefillah, you know, it's already 10 o'clock in the morning. So he'll just daven out loud and he'll serve as chazar sashas and as his personal tefillah, two in one, and that's, you know, legitimate. And some yeshivas are like doing this time for mincha, they just do hech kedusha. Apparently, in Lakewood, they do the high schools, yeah, and some yeshivas in Panovich and Lakewood. So they try to be matzik. They try to say that, you know, well, Chazar Shas for the people who don't know how to daven, but in yeshiva, everyone knows how to daven. They never would have instituted Chazar Shas in the yeshiva. The problem with that logic is that by shachris they say Chazar Shas. As long as they don't say shachris. So I never really understood the idea. The pashtut is Chazar Shas is Takanas Chazal, and even if the time isn't relevant, we can continue to do it. Shechter is very makbid in yeshiva. After by mincha, he does a full chazaz shatz. In other shiurim in the yeshiva, you know, he can say shatz tchak. By the time the rebbe finishes, you know, it's 10 to 3. The chol starts at 3 o'clock. So shatz tchak. You know, whether or not you should enter that shatz tchak in the chathila, I guess, is a different cheshbon. But you know, okay, some people say vidal torah shatz tchak vidal torah. I don't know. To me, it's not such an argument. You know, we don't say it's built Torah to do any takana chazal. We stop learning to all mitzvahs. So I don't know. This takana chazal didn't have too much hatzlacha, didn't have too much mazel. So it's accepted in many shivas, and there are many rabbanim there. So I'm not going to argue with it. But you know, there are those who frown upon this practice. Rav Schachter being one of them. They say that Rav Kotler, you know, he went along with it. He wasn't masking to it. He went along with it. I don't know what that means. If he thought it was wrong, he would have stopped it. But on Hanukkah, he was makbid that they do a full Chazar Shas. They should say Alanism. If you don't say a full Chazar Shas, you miss out on the pursuing needs of Alanism. And Tintanios, you know, you're not going to say Anenu. You're not going to have the Chazan say Anenu. It's, you know, hard to justify that. Yeah, there are many Rosh Hashivas. You know, they say in Panovich they did it. The explanation they give that's more compelling to say that whenever Masakit in Yeshivas, that's hard to say. To say that it's a Shasat Chak, that, okay, listen, you know, sometimes the Rebbe just, you know, gets ahead of himself and he doesn't lose track of time, and then it's a, you have other things to do. You know, the boys have to go to lunch, so if they're not going to, you know, whatever, to come late to lunch, Chas V'Shalom, that would be like, you know. Anyway, okay, Seder. Another time when you might want to do Hech Kedusha is if there's a chashash that people won't answer Amen. There is a discussion, we'll see later in the Mechaber, that if people don't answer Amen, so there's a shaylif, it's like a bracha levatala. So if you're in a situation where either the tzibur is very mitzumtzum, there are only 10 people, and they're not b'nei Torah, and they're not going to answer Amen, or there's a chashash, there's even less than 10, there's 10 people, And some of them are mechale Shabbos yom mitzaris. There's a suffix about the tziruf. You know, we generally are making it to mechale to include these people, but it's not ideal. So there, some poskim say that you should just do hechik kedusha, don't do full chazal hashatz. Again, a similar type of shatzat chak. But I don't think that's the minhag. What the Mishmura recommends in a situation where you're unsure if people are going to answer, see later, is he says you should make a tanai. You should make a tanai and say that if people don't answer, so it's tefillah dava. That I think people do. But I haven't seen people do hechik kedusha in those circumstances.
Have you ever seen
it by shachris? I mean, I've never seen it, but yeah, theoretically you can do it. Somebody was just telling me that he davened in a chatzer minyan because of the corona, and they do hechik kedusha by shachris. I guess they're all traveling, I don't know. And then the shayla was, what do you do with kohanim? Can you do hechik kedusha? And the chazan goes till kedusha, and then he's quiet. And then can you like jump back up at Ritzei, you know, and do Birkas Kohanim? That was the question that was posed. Interesting question. Anyway, Lemaisa, the Mishmura points out that when you do the Hechik Kedusha, there are really two ways of doing it. One way of doing it is that the Chatan starts alone. Everybody says Amen, the answer to Kedusha, and then they start. The rest of the Tzibur starts after the Kala Kaddish. The other way of doing it is that everybody starts davening together. And the Mishmura says if there's no time, so everybody starts together. There's a little more time, so they should start after Kedusha, and that way they can answer Amen. Here is the Shaila, this is the Chasin, he's considered to have Davin Yud Tzibur, because he's not, he got Kel Kadosh, they were answering Amen. So I think the assumption is that's considered to feel of Tzibur, it's not, you know, so Pashat. But either way, that's what's generally done. And I think the Sfarim generally start together. The Ashkenazim usually have the Chazin, start alone, generally speaking, but there are different practices. It's not clear minhag.
Starts with the Chazin.
He starts with the Chazin, okay. So the Mishmur says, with the Chazin, you should have one person answering Amen. It's not nice that the Chazin, nobody answers Amen. Usually there are people who don't know, so they just answer Amen, but if not, it's not bad. The Seder. Okay, so that's the din of Hecha Kedusha. Questions, comments? Okay. Gil. Kahal she spal with Khulam became it fila af al pichin yere chas cozily spal can eat lakaim to kanas kahalim. So like I said, even though everybody knows the Tadavin, there are no Amaratsim in the Tzibur, so still it's the Kanas Kazal. The Imye Shechidim Vakal Shamarichim et Tfilas in Shas Lahamtin Aleim Afilu Hein Chashuv Yair. Rama says you don't wait for people who are davening too long. Now you have to figure out what, you know, type of minyan this is. There's more balbadish minyan and more yeshivish minyan. You try to take the mean, you know, the row of tzibur generally. And if there's a person who's davening exceptionally fast, or even a number of people that are exceptionally fast, that's not going to be meshpia. And likewise, if some people are davening exceptionally slow, that's not going to be meshpia. You shouldn't wait, you know, for somebody to show up. You know, Zvan Tefillah comes, you know, so you daven, Kosh Baruch Hu comes, so you don't wait for people who show up late.
Even if
you're not going to miss them. Yeah, even if you're not going to miss them. There's an idiot of davening, whatever is 8 o'clock, so daven 8 o'clock. You know, the Gemara says that Kosh Baruch Hu says, Kibin Shegia Lo Gia Sara, Lama Basi Venish, Lama. Rasi Veinoneh. So there's any of the daven at the right time, you know, whatever the time is. In some shuls, they wait for the Rav, and if that's the minhag, that's what you should do. But in many shuls, the Rav doesn't want to metrich the tzibur, so then, you know, you don't wait for the Rav. That's the minhag here in the yeshiva. Like I said, the idea of waiting for Rav tzibur makes a lot of sense. And when I say Rav, a Rav of the average, you know, davener in that meaning. Veseder. Dalit. Sheshatz chozer hatfila hakahal yeshlam lishtok. You have to be quiet. V'lechavin v'rochas shemavarach hachazim anas amin. You're supposed to be quiet and listen to the chazin. That's ramein. V'im ein tisha mechavni v'vrachosav. If there aren't nine who answer, karov lias v'rachosav l'atala. This is a tshuva sarosh. It's it might be v'rachav l'atala. V'lechein kol adam s'yas e'atzmak ilu ein tisha zos. Every person has to take responsibility and answer. Shouldn't be chazashon v'rachav l'atala. Yichavim v'kazachazim. Yishramim shekol Ha'am yamdu kishachozerat shas tefila. Some say you should stand. So we'll start with that first. The idea of standing, we mentioned, I think, last time that the Rav is very makbir. The pashtus is you don't have to stand. The Ramah brings down that some people stand. Yesh omrim. Even that, the pashtus is you don't have to keep your feet together. The only time you keep your feet together is if you're actually being yotzei through the chazan's tefila. But like I said, the Rav was makbir to keep his feet together, and certainly as to your kavana. In some places they stand, some places they sit. The ikar is, you know, to have kavana. So for you, it's easier to have kavana when you sit, that would take precedence. And in terms of having kavana, like the Mahavir says, lishtok lechavin, to be quiet and to answer amen. The halacha, we don't really think it's a brachah v'tala. It's carved this brachah v'tala is just a way of, you know, emphasizing the importance. Halacha, we assume it's not a brachah v'tala. Well, the Mishabura says that it's better to make a tanai. That if you think people won't answer, it's better to make a tanai, just to avoid tanai nedava. Okay, yes, question?
What if you're like, I know it's a classic, like if you're like a minyan mitzumsum, you wait for six people.
Right, so if you're a minyan mitzumsum, so there is a stira in the Mechaber about this. Do you wait for nine, or do you wait for six? So there are different ways to reconcile the stira. Some assume that there's a difference between chazaras hashat that requires nine, as opposed to, let's say, marav, where it's just kaddish, you could right away start with six. It's always better to wait for nine, you know, unless it's a tirchi aseira. Usually, if it's not a minyan mitzumsum, it's not a big deal. And even if you have nine, it's better to wait for, like I said, for most people, they should have a chance to answer to kaddish. But if people are davening very long, so then ikra didn't even have to wait for them. For chazaras hashatz, there are many who are makbid to wait for nine because they're concerned that there's a different get there. For stam darshu kedusha, six is enough, and for chazaras hashatz, you need nine. In many shuls, they always make you wait for nine. I'm not sure why. I think the reason is that, you know, if the minute you take six for marav, so it'll be six for mincha. People are can't figure out the difference. It's complicated for people, so they will make you wait for nine always. But there is a day that you always need nine anyway. So. Uh-huh. Right. Right, because if you have minyan mitzumsum, wait for everybody, it's hard. It's very hard. But the emes is that the people have to take in consideration that you can't be a trek and see where the Gemara says Rabbi Kiva, when he was davening alone, he would daven very long, and when he was at Tzibur, he davened shorter. So again, if the Tzibur is davening too quickly to daven, that's one thing. If the Tzibur is davening at a reasonable pace, so you have to, if you're in a minimum sumsum, you have to take into consideration other people. It's not right to that on other people's cheshbon to be ma'akhlit feel. Like I said, Migra then it's not necessary, even if you're not saying there's no tanai nedava on Shabbos and Yontif, because we don't have a nedava. So if there's a minimum sumsum and people aren't answering, it's fine. We don't think that, you know, people are just sitting there. As long as they're there, I think Migra then we assume that the tefillah works. And, you know, if they're not answering, it's their problem. It's not your problem. Mishmur discusses the question of singing with the chazan. He recommends not singing with the chazan. You might come to say Shem Hashem, and he thinks it's Yura. I think in Yom Yerayim, the minig is that people sing with the chazan. But it's better to avoid, you know, saying, you know, certainly the brachas. The piyutim, if there's Shem Hashem in the piyutim, the pashas is not a problem. But it's, I think someone would avoid even saying Shem Hashem in that in the piyutim. Seder, questions, comments? In terms of standing, there is a special inning to stand at the beginning till Kedusha, and also at the end from Modim on. We'll discuss that to Mr. Hashem later. Here we're talking about standing the entire time, and like I said, they're different in Hagim. Some Sfarnim generally don't, and Ashkenazim depends. Some in yeshivas they do, and in shuls they generally don't, but they're different in Hagim. Nahara, Nahara, or Pashti. Okay. Hey, I'll call Bracha Shadam Shomer B'chol Makom Omer Baruch Hu U'Baruch Shema. So the Mechaber brings down this concept of saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shema. There's no Gemara that says this. This comes from the Rosh. The Rosh brings down, you know, the Pasuk says, K'shem Hashem Ekra V'Godo Elokeinu. So there's idea of giving Shevach to Hashem when you hear Hashem's name. And maybe it's a Chavach Omer that if you hear a Tzadik, you say a Tzadik's name, you should say Zecher Tzadik Levracha. So you see Hashem's name, you should say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shema, Sechav HaChomer. But the Maisa, it doesn't seem to be actual Chiyuv, it's not mentioned in the Gemara. The Shulchan brings it down, so it's certainly a Minhag Yisrael. But there were those who were against this Minhag. The Vilna Gaon thought this was a problematic minhag, considered a hefsek if you want to be yotzei a bracha. Mishnah Berurah says lechatchila, if you want to be yotzei a bracha, you shouldn't say it, but with the eved, it's okay. This is a huge machlokas in the Sephardi world. In Morocco, the minhag was to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, even on brachas you wanted to be yotzei. So the chazan would, you know, get up, and the Baal Tokeh would say Yesher Kedishanu Misad Sivanu, you know, Al Tishmo Kol Shofar, and they would say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. And Rav Adya was very against this, and till today there are different, you know, the whole discussion. Here in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of the Sfarim just follow Rav Adya, and they kind of lost their own particular Masoros. Yeah, so people who follow the Nishkai were very against that, and people from Morocco were against that, and there were many Sfarim against that. Lamaisa Rav Adya was just so comprehensive and so accessible and so popular, so it kind of took over. But there were there many people who were very makbid in the Sephardi world, yes to say, and there were very people who were makbid not to say. Shmura, like I said, says, if you said Baruch Hu Shema, you're still Yotze, it's not Ma'akev. But provided that, you heard every word. If talk today, the Chazan continued, and you didn't, this is one of the reasons people are against saying Baruch Hu Shema. They say that people don't wait, so the Chazan is going to continue, you're not going to hear, and you won't be Yotze at all. So if you do say it, you should make sure that the Chazan waits for you, till you're finished, before he continues. Okay. Let's ask you a whole lumdus also, actually. If the chazan didn't wait, but you heard it. You were saying Baruch Shmo, and you heard him say, L'kinu melech olam. Can you be Yosei Shmech Onen while you're talking? You know, or let's say the chazan says, Al Mikra Megillah, and you said, Amen. And you're and he started by Yehi Mei when you were still saying Amen. So you heard him say by Yehi Mei, but you also were saying Amen. Can be Yosei Shmech Onen while you're speaking. So that's the machlokas in the Achronim. Interesting debate. Anyway, we try to avoid it. We try to avoid the subject. The Seder. Vav. V'yanu amen achar kol bracha bein osim sheyatsu yedei tfila bein osim shelo yatsu. Uvekavana sheyichavin lidu ebez hi habracha sheyirech shumvarach v'ini mamin v'ini mamin v'zeh. So there's the idea of answering amen after every bracha. That's a general halacha, not just here. You want to say amen when you hear a bracha, if you want to be yotze. And if you want to be yotze, if a person says a bracha, you say amen. If he just says a harachaman, so say amen, it's not a chiyuv. But if he says a real bracha, you say shahakal. If I hear it, I should say amen. Maybe also work shemo. Not being yotze, anything amen. What does amen mean? Amen really means that it's emes, I agree. How have I? And again, depending on what the bracha is. You know, if it's a bakasha, so I join the bakasha. If it's a shevach, I join the shevach. And the Mishmur points out that the amen doesn't just go on the end of it. You know, rofech obasam raf lasos, or, you know, rofech olam Yisrael. It goes on the baruch at Hashem. The amen is on everything. All of it is emes. The kash baruch who is, you know, X, Y, Z, or it's a shevach, I give shevach through the amen. The Mishmur points out that if you're saying something after the Amen, you should wait a second. So by Machzeh Shechinas Tzion, Amen, and then people say the Modim, the Rabban. Amen, you wait a split second, then you say Modim. You don't say Amen Modim, because then it's not Nikr. Or even Amen Heshmei Rabba. Amen, Heshmei Rabba Mavarach, you wait a second, that's the appropriate way to answer. If you heard two brachas at the same time, the Mishmur says you can say Amen V'Amen. Zeder, Siv Zayin Lo Yasiach Sichas Chulin B'Shas Yashas Chozer Atvila. Very important halacha. You shouldn't shmooze during Chazar Shashat. V'Imsach Hu Chote V'Gadol Ovo Minzoh V'Go'arim Bo. If he talks terrible avera, and you give the Vil Musar V'Yilmud Banav Haktanim Shiyane Amin Kimyash Shadinik Ona Amin Yesh Lachel Ba. The Ramah Adzan, you should teach children to say Amin, because saying Amin gives you a Chel Ba. I don't know exactly how that works, but apparently there's significance to children saying Amen. Now, in terms of the first part of the halacha, it's unclear to me if the Mechaber said this because people were very lax, and so he wanted to give an extra push, or he said it because objectively it's true. I assume it's objectively true. Probably both. People are lax, and it's a chutzpah. The chazan is davening Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you're shmoozing. This is a problem in many places. People talk during Chazar Shashat, and the Mechaber tells us it's a very, very terrible avera. It's a very strong language. I don't know if there are many places where the Mechaber says Gadol Avono Minso. It's mamish like a very, very, very strong language. Ms. Chazik in this. The Chacham talk about the various calamities that befell Am Yisrael because, you know, people stopped trying davening, and this crusades, and Tach, and Tat, and all the different Tsaras, and the Shul was destroyed because of this. Again, we don't know the Cheshbonos of Kadosh Baruch Hu, but certainly, you know, it's important to be makbid. The Sosei Yontif wrote a special Mishaberach for those who are, you know, careful with not talking in Shul. It certainly gives people an extra push. I was at a virtual wedding where the Masada Kedushin was watching Zoom because it's Corona. Masada Kedushin made a Mishaberach for those who wear masks and don't take off their masks. So it's, I guess when I heard that, I was like, oh, this is Mavish, like Tosi Yontif. People are talking, make a Mishaberach. Don't talk. So, you know, people don't wear their masks like they're supposed to during the Corona. So you make a Mishaberach for those who wear masks. Okay. I'm talking to you in the chuppah. I don't know if it's such a, you know, an avera, but okay. Let's say, right, certainly it's a firtza. It's very hard to you follow the klalim of the government at the weddings. People, you know, the seder. And why people talk is a whole discussion. You know, is that they don't understand the words mean, or is it more deep psychological understanding of, you know, being talin and kashbar? Who it's probably kedai to get to the root of the problem to figure out why people talk. Dr. Levitz, who teaches here on Thursday, wrote a whole article about people talking about it, a psychological perspective. So if you...
I have a clear point that they're with their friends.
Okay, it's a chance to you're with your buddies all yeah. weekend. Okay, could be. It's not a deep psychological, it's a lemaisis, then sitting near people you don't like. Right, it could be. I mean, I don't know. It's probably more than that. I think there's some psychological reasons. Yeah.
Got something more
like,
you know,
right.
mystical.
No,
yeah.
If I'm saying
that's the
talking about it.
No, I didn't
hear you. Okay. Seder. Person who's sitting in shul and the tzibur is davening, so he doesn't have a chiv to join in. He's oseik in his own limud. If you're part of the tzibur, so like I mentioned before, it's not appropriate to learn because, first of all, 10 people, 9 people might not answer. And even so, even if they are answering, you're supposed to mitzarif with the tzibur. In some yeshivas, you know, it's like, you know, a status. You learn Jerich HaSashat. But really, it shouldn't be that way. It really, you should be listening to Jerich HaSashat. Okay. The Seder. Pardon? Right. I don't know. The people who, like, in some places, like, the whole time they bottle, but during Chazal HaShat, they daven. That I couldn't figure out. So it's like, it's like a stafka, you know, it's a statement. That I think is very problematic. If you're learning all the time, you're also during Chazal HaShat, okay, maybe you could love it schools. But, like, you know, the people who just learn during Chazal HaShat, that's like, you know, I think that's a psychological issue with their davening. They have a hard time. Exactly. Three star of a day. Okay. The Gemara in Maseches Brachos of Zayin gives a whole bunch of halachas of how to answer Amen. Machaber brings them here. So you shouldn't answer Amen Chatuf. What's Chatuf? You shouldn't, if there's like a shva under the Aleph. There's a comma, it's Amen. You don't say Amen. Amen. You have to wait till the Mecharach finishes. You shouldn't answer, you shouldn't jump the gun. You have to wait till he finishes. This is relevant on Yom Yerayim. Or in Yontif, where the Chazan sometimes has a long arichas at the end of Kaddish Yisrael Vazmanim. It takes him, you know, 10 seconds to say Azmanim, wait till he finishes, then you say Amen. You shouldn't say Amen before he finishes. You shouldn't, just say Amen. Some say this means the Ketufa means you shouldn't say Ah. Main. You should say in one word. Say it in one word. Okay. Veloyane ami yisoma. What's ami yisoma? The hainu shehu chayev bebracha achas v'shas b'varech osav v'zei inoim shoma. So you want to be yotze, you don't hear it, and you just say amen, even though you don't hear it. Af v'shir yotei eza bracha mevarech hashas v'yachash l'shama loyane acham amen. If you don't hear it, you shouldn't say amen. Davi ami yisoma. V'yish machmim dafilo eno mechoyev v'osav bracha loyane amen im ino yotei eza bracha kayashas. If you don't know where the chazan is holding, you shouldn't say Amen. This is relevant. That's why, you know, having the Siddur open during Chazal Shatz is helpful. Because it's not enough to say Amen when they say Amen. You have to know what Bracha is up to. Like Kaddish also. You have to know where he is before you say Amen. So some hold, the Mechaber holds, it's only if you're chayiv in the bracha is it considered a chisaron. What's the svar for that?
I'm not sure. If you're not chayiv and you don't even know what bracha you can say on it?
Yeah, according to the Mechaber. Here's a question also, is Chazar Shat something you're chayiv in? You davened already, but is it considered something you're chayiv in or not? Maybe enough for me to have a shabur
example. And then, sorry, even if you didn't hear it at that time, as long as you know
it. Yeah. Some learn that the Yisoma means that you the Lo Yamtin Anias Amin. So it means that you waited like Shalom and Rebbe, the Shir of Tochtei Dibur, which is a machlokas if it's three words or four words. Shalom Alecha Rebbe or Shalom Alecha Rebbe Mori. The Ikra is just three words. Shalom Alecha Rebbe is the Shir of Tochtei Dibur. So you shouldn't answer Amin after that. The chazan finished, and then you were catching your breath, and took you 4 seconds. You shouldn't 3 seconds. You shouldn't answer amin then. Ela miyad shekikala bracha yane amin. Yane amin ktsara. Ela aruka ktsas. Ktei sheyukalomar kel melech naman. Should be amen. It should be the amount of time that you can like think or say kel melech naman. Liyarek b'zay yosemid. Don't answer too long. Lefish aim kriyas teva nishmas kamarich yosemidai. So these are some pratim in dine amin. Not everybody's so careful with this. I notice people say Amin before the Chazan finishes. That I think I notice the most. That's a problem. That might be Amin Chatufa. And again, you should try to hear what the Chazan is saying, know what he's saying before you answer Amin. Amin means you agree. Don't write a blank check. You want to know what you're agreeing to. So you should know, like I said, what he's saying before you answer Amin. Okay. Questions, comments? Pardon?
I saw an entire sefer in English that's just on Amin.
Oh yeah,
it's like a crazy thing to have.
Yeah, I mean, look, we have to be machtik tova if the people did the legwork. You know, I don't know if it's necessarily worth a person's time to spend researching the topic. But if he did the work, you can benefit from it. I think that there's no harm benefiting from it. Im yesh ktsas me'onim shemarichin yoser midai ein tzarich l'tzparich l'amtin l'hem. If some people say amin too long, you can go weiter. You have to wait till most of the tzir are finished. Again, it's probably better to wait for everybody finishes, especially if the person wants to be yotze. I mentioned before, there's a safek. If you continue and he's still, saying amin, that could be a problem in the shemek onim. But, I've heard chazans who daven so fast, they don't wait for the tzibur to finish. And there's the shayla if the chal yotze, because the chasin is already in the next bracha, and the tzibur doesn't hear the first few words of that bracha. So that's the shayla. It's better to wait for the tzibur to say amen than to continue. Okay. Again, if this person's marich exceptionally, then it would be different. But if he's in normal range, it makes sense to wait. Weiter. Mishin shachach v'lo omar yal v'yavah v'rosh chodesh v'chol amoed v'chol davar shetzarech lakso b'shvilo yichavin daita l'yishma v'yishatz kol shmonasri brachos. So we said that not only Eino Baki is Yotze, but even a person who davened but forgot yal v'yavah, he forgot something that's ma'akev. So what's the halach? He should go back and daven on his own. Or, says the Mechaber, he can be Yotze with the chazan. So even though generally we say only Einu Baki should be Yotze, but here he davened, he just forgot something, so you can be Yotze with the Chazan. So now, Lamais the Mishbura says, recommends not doing this, because it's hard for us to have Kavana, the whole time, but strictly speaking, you can be Yotze with the Chazan, and the truth is, the Poskim say, you don't even have to tell him. Even though today almost nobody is Yotze to the Chazan, that's what Chazar Shashatz is. Chazar Shashatz is to be mostly those who need to be Yotze. So if you just listen, and you could be Yotze, provided that you actually hear everything. Mishmur points out that the Chazan mumbles his words, so you're not Yotze. This is a big issue in Halacha. How much does he mumble? If he mumbles just a few words here or there, the Chari are Yotze. If he mumbles Iker, Bracha, whatever that is, then you wouldn't be Yotze. This is a big issue. It's an issue, you hear Kiddush from somebody. I mumbled half the words. So are you Yotze or not Yotze? So it depends what he mumbled. It's not always so clear. That's not what he said wasn't clear, and also if your yotze is not so clear, because it depends if he said ikur bracha or not. Yeah. Yeah, Hashem Elokeinu. If you don't say Hashem Malchus clearly, I think it's a shayla. Yeah. Yeah. It's tricky. Some people like making okay. You can say my minhag is to make my own kiddush, and you can, it only works if you know that's your minhag, or, or that is your minhag. You wouldn't want to lie. If your minhag is saying your own kiddush, then that's good. If it's not your minhag, you can ask politely if you can make kiddush. Say, I'm not sure. If by hamotzi you can say your own private hamotzi, you're mevatel the idea of lakamishna, but that's not, not the end of the world. By kiddush, can you say it? There's a shayla. If he's saying kiddush, can you say it? He's holding the cup. Can you mumble along with him? And you'll say it clearly to yourself. If you're not holding the cup, would that be sufficient? There's a shayla like that in the chronicle. You're not holding the cup. Can you make kiddush if you're not holding the cup? He's holding the cup. Two people are making kiddush on one cup. Would that work? That's a discussion. But it's probably better to try to get your own cup. Again, it depends on the shear. Sometimes people slur, but they don't. They pronounce ikur bracha. Sometimes it's mamish, you don't hear anything. So, unfortunately, with Shem Hashem, sometimes they mamish. Baruch ata nai melech olam. You mamish, miss the Shem Malchus. That's a very significant part of the bracha. If you miss that, you don't say.
Do you make condition you go with female passage?
Yeah, I don't get invited too much, but I generally, my minhag is to make, I grew up saying kiddush Friday night when I was a kid, so that's my minhag, so I almost always say kiddush. If I'm at a big simcha and I hear what he's saying, I won't, but if it's like a tircha for other people, generally I try to make kiddush Friday night, anyway, so I try to make it Friday night, yeah, that's my minhag, so I generally try. Zeder. If a person is mesubak, if he has to go back, so this eitza of being yotzei with the chazan works. If he has to go back, so Mishmur says, don't be yotzei with the chazan. If he's mesubak, then it works. Or he can be with the chazan himself. If he comes with the chazan himself, that's even better. Or likewise, let's say a person didn't have kavanah by avos. So if you don't have kavanah by avos, it could be you're not yotzei. So we tell you not to go back because we're not sure you have kavanah the second time. But maybe it is better to be yotzei with the chazan or to become a shlech tzibur. For that tefillah, when we get to modim, so there's a tzif, a siman shacharach. They say modim lachash, but the problem is that sometimes the chazin says also lachash. The mishmer points out over here. He thinks there's a mistake. People, the chazin doesn't say it aloud. He's saying it so people can hear and be yotze. So he thinks it's a mistake that the chazin says it quietly. And I've seen this in a number of places. It's really not right. I saw Rosh Hashanah, and he wants to say that L'chor Yotzei, because they're also saying, everybody's saying Modim. The Chazan's saying Modim, and the Tzibur's saying Modim. So L'chor, it's not like the Chana of Chazar Shas was in Spata. You said Chazar Shas, you said Modim quietly. He's trying to lob his skills, I think, on the minute. But ideally, you shouldn't do that. Ideally, you should say Modim Ola.
If I was being Yotzei with Shlech Tzibur, I should still say Modim.
You shouldn't say Modim. If you're being Yotzei with Shlech Tzibur, you should listen to him. He should say it aloud. Yeah. Okay. Yud Aleph Ba'o in Ba'od Sha'adam Mispal Sim Ashat's Bracha. Kodam Shkalsa Anias Amin if you had Sovat Sibur Sim Zetfilasa. You finish Manas, right? And then there's everybody saying Amin. So can you say Amin to that Bracha? O Neiman Amin. So the same thing, you walk into Shul. You walk into Shul and everybody's saying Amin. You're allowed to say Amin. Again. Depends on the question of how you send Yisoma. If you know what it is, certainly. If you don't know what it is, so if you're not being Yotze, it could be you can be, according to the Chaber, you can say Amen as well. So again, I hear, even a Yachid, if a person's a Chakal, somebody else saying Amen, and I hear him saying Amen, I can say Amen too. If you already finished, there's a Safik if you can say. If you finish Amen, so we say it's better not to say Amen if you finish. Only Amen, you can be a Kol Yisum Mevara, it's a general halacha. That you shouldn't be magbia the call, baruchu mezimun. You should be on par with the person who is leading the tefillah. You shouldn't do it louder. Shura points out that if you're interested in order the tzibur, then you're allowed to do it louder. And he also says that when it comes to a katan shegila chinuch, you should answer amen. Sounds like if the katan is loy gila chinuch, you shouldn't answer amen. And this is a big machlokas lemaisa. We generally try to mechanach kids to say amen even before the gila chinuch. The kid is 3 years old, he doesn't know what amen means. It's cute, it's fun for him, he says amen. It's not a gila chinuch. In 6, you might say it's gila chinuch, he understands what you're mevarech. So some people are makbid not to say amen to a child's bracha if he's a young child. Others are megill. They say that, listen, it's all chinuch, that he'll know to say amen. Even though he doesn't understand it, it's still chinuch, that he'll know to say amen. And I think many people are noeg that way as well. It's interesting, the Shabur here says that if a woman says a bracha on a mitzvah, so you're allowed to say amen. Yochel anus. Sounds like tanachiyah, which is interesting. Later, I'm sorry we started late today. Mirza Shem will pick it up next week on time. And I wish everybody...